And I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe. What? He's
Nothing.
Shaking his head.
No, just waking up.
He's not with the Pasatiempo. He's with the Pasatiempo, Friday Arts Magazine in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday, many Fridays, speaking of the arts. Bienvenido.
Bienvenido.
Buenos dias.
Good morning.
Despierta bien. And Peter Grendel is the manager of The Screen, which is one of the finest movie theaters in the metropolis of Santa Fe. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with you, Peter. What's going on at The Screen? You've got the opening of a very interesting film.
Always trying to, at least. This week we're playing a newly struck print of a film called Come Back Africa, which is the follow-up to a film we played a couple of years back called On the Bowery, which is, the heart of the independent film is very present and very big in this movie.
Huh.
So Come Back Africa, directed by Lionel Rogerson. This is his second film. Shot illegally in South Africa under an apartheid government, literally documenting with a touch of a narrative and a touch of a documentary. He treads these waters between, you know, docudrama, essentially, casting real actors playing themselves as actual workers, right? So
okay.
Workers who wanted to be actors, essentially, in his film. And he basically says, here's what it's like in the mines of South Africa. Here's what it's like in the ghetto. Here's what it's like being split up by race. And this is in the 57. And he shoots this illegally, doesn't cut anything on site, ships the footage back to New York, and hits huge. Top 10 in Time magazine back in the day. Premiered at many festivals.
When was this, more or less?
This is in the late 50s all occurred, yeah. And Lionel basically said, you know, I want to document fascism and I want to document hardships of the working man. And it's incredibly realistic, visceral, scrappy. There's more truth to be told in this film than any movie that tries to be truthful. It's even more truthful than a documentary that sits there with a camera in
That's
a corner.
That's interesting.
Okay? mostly because of the way he cuts it and shoots it, and it's very to the point with, you know, one camera, and you can hear the cops coming, you know, and he has to pack up everything and run to the next location. And he actually opened his own movie theater to play this film in the 60s. So we're showing this in a brand new restored print, which is incredibly brave of anybody these days who wants to make a 35mm print rather than a digital release. And we're going to be playing it starting tomorrow at 2 p.m., that's Saturday at 2 p.m., with a special screening in conjunction with the Santa Fe Film Festival.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so restored print, beautiful negative, wonderful transfer, haunting film. That literally won't leave you alone, but you'll be so glad you saw it, because films are not made like this anymore. Films are not printed like this anymore.
Yeah.
It's a celebration of a medium that, you know, is slowly kind of tapering off into a digital realm.
Right.
So this is a true to life film, an honest film, and something that you cannot escape.
Well, I saw, last time I was at The Screen, I saw the trailer for it, and it looked really interesting.
Yes, yes, it's incredible. And just when you think, you know, you sit there and you go, where is this going, where is it going? It smacks you in the face and wakes you up. Even though it's black and white, it's got this old mono soundtrack, and it feels very old and brittle and these types of things. But just watching it, and just with its, you know, elementary, fundamental filmmaking tools, he can still make an impact, you know, without dissolves, without lovely music, without name actors and these things, which really showcases his talent, I suppose.
Well, leave it to The Screen to bring yet another interesting movie that you never would have seen otherwise.
Literally never would have seen otherwise, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, good. Thank you,
yeah,
Peter
thank
Grendel.
You. Thank
and
you.
People can check out The Screen in the Pasatiempo. The schedule is usually in there.
Yep.
Yes.
Schedule's
and
in the
And there's Pasa. Actually a review of this film in today's
Yeah, wonderful review. By
actually, it's more of a screen gem.
It's a screen gem, yeah. It's a
which
it's a John Bowman
sense.
Piece, essentially, which means it'll be written beautifully.
Right.
And of course, you can always go to our website, thescreensf.com, SF is in Santa Fe, or just come on by. We're on the Santa Fe University campus, currently getting restuccoed, so be careful.
For flying stucco
yes,
pieces?
Yes, flying stucco, yeah.
All right, good. Well, Peter Grendel, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Rob DeWalt, what else is going on?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's nothing going on.
Besides
Everyone just stay home.
2012.
It's too hot to do anything. Just take your clothes off and sit on the couch.
No, that's you.
Oh, okay. We've got The Currents, 2012.
Which you wrote the cover story of. And
yes.
It's a beautiful cover story of that video called The Pool, which I'm very happy about.
Yeah, I heard the interviews before getting into town, driving
right.
into town. And this thing is ginormous. There's at least the 70 participating artists. I would put the number closer to 80. But there's quite a few that are actually in town, too. And this is because it's an international new media arts festival.
Yeah.
They come from all over the world.
They come from all over the world.
And, you know, a bulk of the exhibit, like you were saying in the interviews, a lot of the stuff is free, but there's stuff going on at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design, the Santa Fe Rail Yard, CCA. The big deal is El Museo Cultural, where a lot of these video installations are going to be. There's a lot of student work this year produced by folks at high schools and charter schools and places like that here in Santa Fe. So there's a great spread of it in Paso Tiempo today.
Yeah.
Like I said, most of this is free. There's some awesome workshops, too. If you hit Paso Tiempo up, or you could go to the Currents website, which I'm not sure exactly what that is.
I'll get it in a moment.
In a moment. But that's the biggie happening all over town.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's currentsnewmedia.org.
Currentsnewmedia.org, yeah.
Yep. And there is another thing going on Sunday, which is screening of The Lost Garden, The Life and Cinema of Alice Guy Blash. She's credited as the first narrative filmmaker, 1896. And there will be a panel discussion afterwards. It's on Sunday at 4 o'clock at Tipton Hall on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. For more information, 699-8501.
Neato.
Yeah.
Hey, can I plug something really quick?
I think you shall.
I don't know where I put my papers or anything, but I can probably do this from memory.
Okay.
In August, the Pecos Valley Medical Center is holding what they call, I believe it's called the Pony Up. And it's sort of a big event with an auction and food and a dance and all this stuff and catering and whatnot. It's to raise money for the Pecos Valley Medical Center. And I'm trying to help collect auction items for this event, which helps benefit the center's operational costs. And they're trying to put a new building in. And it serves the communities of Pecos and Glorieta, where I've been living for the last couple of years. And there's a lot of people in that community that really rely on this for their everyday health needs, whether it be diabetes or, you know, other things like that.
Right.
So if anyone, you know, they're looking for interesting donation items, art, restaurants, movie tickets, tickets to museums, anything like that. If you want to contact me.
A massage.
At rdewalds, that's rdewalt, at sfnewmexican.com. I have donation forms and I'd love to have some support. Okay, enough of that.
All right. How about kitties?
Here. Oh, it's a kitty time.
It's a kitty time.
I love the kitty time.
As they have written, felines and friends, beautiful, charming, amusing, playful, and well-socialized cats of all ages are available for adoption from Felines and Friends, their local cat rescue organization. They're fabulous. And this week's cat is named, I'm just taking off my glasses to see that I'm reading this correctly. Yes, her name is Tootie. She's a playful, friendly kitty. She enjoys attention and affection. She has a shirt coat with black tabby markings. And if you would like to adopt her, you can call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. Or you can look at Tootie and any other available cats at fnfnm.org.
Tootie, like the girl from Facts of Life?
I don't know Facts of Life.
Wasn't that her name? Tootie? Wasn't there a girl named Tootie on the Facts of Life?
My son watches Yo Gabba Gabba, and there's a character called Tootie.
Oh, there is?
There is, a little blue cat, actually.
So there's just Facts of Life, paying it forward. Hey, this one hit my desk too late, but I thought this was interesting. There's going to be a solstice block party on Saturday. That's tomorrow, June 23rd, at 801 Cerrillos Road, a positive energy solar showdown featuring an electric car show. The local EV club is going to be there, like with car shows. There's going to be solar cookies, kids' activities. Earth Care is going to be on hand. HomeWise, American Lung Association, YouthWorks, food refreshments. It's kind of a big block party, right? So there's going to be goodies by the Chocolate Smith and Who's Donuts, and there's going to be all kinds of people involved in this. But it's sort of a celebrate solar energy thing, and that's happening at 801 Cerrillos Road from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. The event
Excellent.
Is free and open to the public.
Very good.
That's going to be awesome. It's a Positive Energy Inc., I guess, is hosting this thing.
All right.
That's going to be pretty neat.
And there is a group show at the Santa Fe Convention Center, art show, called Elements, and I got an email from Heidi Lowen that she's got a piece there called Smoked Merlot, but there's all kinds of things going on. Do you know about this
No.
show at the Convention Center? It says that the reception is today from 5 to 7.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, it's called...
Oh, the Arts Commission Community Gallery.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it called Elements?
Yeah, Ceramic Glass Art. Reception 5 to 7 p.m.
Excellent.
Yay.
That's today.
You know what else is happening this weekend?
What?
Gay Pride.
Yay!
This is the last weekend to sort of get in on the fun. If you go to santafehra.org, there's some information there on events, but not much. Just read my Soundwaves column and you'll understand what I'm talking about.
Excellent.
But we have the parade.
Do you think fun will be had?
Fun will be had by all. Gay, straight, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, queer identified, everyone.
And
straight.
Other.
Everyone will have a wonderful time. We've got the parade, which sort of winds around towards the rail yard from, I believe, sort of around the Capitol at 11 o'clock. And then starting at about noon on the rail yard is when they have the big fete, you know, on the rail yard performance green. There's going to be performances on the performance green, but there's also going to be information booths, and I'm sure food vendors will be there. It's always a good time. And then later that night...
And it's very important.
It is. It is. It is very important. It's been an up-and-down year for gay rights.
But I think the arc of history is long, but it curves toward justice in this particular case.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, we're not exactly going completely downhill yet. We're still kind of at the top. But anyway, so from noon to 6 p.m., outdoors... in the rail yard. That's an all-ages event. Bring your friends, bring your family. And then later that night at Warehouse 21 is a youth pride dance with DJs, and State of the Mingo is going to be performing some hip-hop, and there's going to be some other bands there, and that's going to be really cool too. And then I believe there's another event on the 24th, but if you go to santafehra.org, you can find out more info on the remaining pride events for Santa Fe.
Exactly. Collected Works Bookstore on Friday, that's today at 6 o'clock, Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety present Kristen Iverson for a reading from her new book, Full Body Burden, Growing Up in the Nuclear Shadow of Rocky Flats. And then on Sunday, June 24th at 11 in the morning, Journey Santa Fe, I guess they're doing a series at Collected Works, presents a reading from poets Elizabeth Raby and Donald Levering. Raby will read from her new, her third book, Ink and Snow. And she's a wonderful poet. And Levering, who is a former National Endowment for the Arts, fellow reads from his book Sweeping the Skylight. And then at 3 o'clock on Sunday, the Collected Works Words and Music series presents singer-songwriter Lorianne Fiorentino, and her guests this week are artist and musician Jennifer Ferraro and folk musician Paul Dillon. And then on Monday at 6 o'clock, Larkin Barnett for a reading from her book, Practical Centering, Exercises to Energize Your Chakras for Relaxation, Vitality, and Health. And then Tuesday, the 26th, at 6 in the evening, Rio Grande chapter of the Society for Professional Journalists present Bringing Nonfiction to Life. It's a panel discussion about the nonfiction writing process. That should be very interesting. James McGrath Morris, Virginia Sharp, Alex Hurd, and Sally Denton. Wednesday, the 27th, the Collected Works Shared Reading Series will feature authors Sonny Cooper, Mary Lou Norden, and Michael Orenduff for a reading from their latest books. And then on Thursday, and I hope to do a show on this, we've got to still figure that out, Christopher Bohm will be reading from his latest book, Moral Origins, Evolution, The Evolutions of Virtue, Altruism, and Shame. And he's the director of the Jane Goodall Research Center and professor of biological science at the University of Southern California. Very wonderful, very brilliant person whom I've met and have his book. And we hope to get him on the air. But in any case, a lot of stuff going on at Collected Works.
Yeah.
All of it sounds great.
All of it does sound great. And you know what goes perfectly with new media art?
What?
New music.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a side of kimchi.
Well, no, that would be good, too. Kimchi and peanut butter and bacon. Mm. the Southwest Festival of New Music, part deux.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Did we already talk about this?
No. All right. Because I was out of town last week.
You were out of town last week. We've got music as environmental consciousness, music of John Cage, David Dunn, John Kennedy, Michael Passaro. 7:30 p.m. Let's see. There's a 10 p.m. concert, music of... There's a lot of concerts anyway. This is all happening at the
CCA. Steve Paxton.
Tonight, right? And it's sort of an all-night thing, but things sort of get rolling at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com, and this continues through June 23rd, so sort of in tandem, but not associated with the first weekend of Currents.
Excellent.
I should mention that Currents is around in town through July 8th. So
yes,
if you don't hit it this weekend.
Yes, we forgot to mention that this morning.
Yeah, if you don't hit it this weekend, don't worry. There's plenty to see throughout the week, all the way through July 8th.
Good, but don't forget to go. Don't say, oh, well, I'll go next weekend.
Yeah, I'll get to it.
Yeah.
I've done that. Some of these artists aren't going to be sticking around that long. They'll have their stuff packed up for them, and it'll be shipped away.
Yeah.
And one of the major things about Currents this year is to have the artists sort of engaging with the public while they're working on their pieces.
And it's just so great to have artists from all over the country and beyond available, because sometimes we can get really involved in the local or regional work of New Mexico and forget what they're doing in Portland and in China and in Canada and all these different places.
Well, you know what they're doing in Portland? They're being Portlanders.
Well, they're also doing art. One of the artists who we talked to, which one is from Portland?
Yeah. I don't know. I talked to her. I interviewed her in my piece in Paso Tiempo today.
Yeah.
It kind of goes in one ear and out the other once it's on the page.
I hear you.
I apologize.
Hey, this weekend, don't forget, if you're in Albuquerque, the New Mexico Arts and Crafts Fair is on the New Mexico State Fairgrounds. So if you happen to be down Albuquerque way today, tomorrow, and Sunday, you can check it out.
Neato.
Yep.
Hey, we didn't talk about Axel Contemporary's video performances. We've got Joseph Sanchez's Indio Dali, and this is an awesome one, Winky Dink's Unfinished Business. Do you ever remember seeing a show called Winky Dink's?
Why no?
I mean, it's. I suppose it's from the 50s, so maybe it's, I don't know, but I'd never
Sounds
even
amazing.
Heard of this, and I love this sort of, you know, I mean, you know, Leave It to Beaver is one of my favorite things on the planet. But I'd never heard of Winky Dinks, and it was the show which was sort of interactive, where you would buy this kit and you would put this static electrified plastic thing on your TV screen, the old black and whites, and the narrator would say, hey, you know, help me connect the dots on this picture. And you could, I'm sure a lot of television screens were ruined this way. But anyway, Jerry Wellman, who is sort of the co-founder of Axel Contemporary, has created this piece called Winky Dink's Unfinished Business. In other words, Winky Dink has been risen from the dead, from the analog dead, and he's back to show us the way. So Indio Dali and Winky Dinks, there's performances from 8 to 10 p.m. tonight and Saturday at the farmers near the sort of outside the farmers market pavilion, or sort of across from it near Warehouse 21. And it's, you know, free of course. And if you go to axelcontemporary.com, you can find out more information on these performances. I'm going to go to one just to see what in the world a Winky Dink is. I have no idea.
All right.
But I'm stoked.
Take it home and accidentally drain my plasma screen. And stab it. It won't work today.
Exactly. Just use a felt tip. Don't use a ballpoint. Whatever you do. What else?
Moving right along. let's see.
I've got something while you're looking.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ryan McGarvey, our sort of blues rocker, in town, is celebrating the release of a CD called Redefined. It's his sophomore album. And there's going to be a party to celebrate it at 8 p.m. tonight at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. Doors open at 7. This event is 21 and older. If you go to soulofsantafe.com, you can find tickets. All right?
All right.
And this is really weird. For some reason, they're like more expensive online than they are at the door. I don't know why, but that's what I have written down here.
That makes no sense at all.
It makes no sense at all.
But I seem to have gotten into the wrong window here.
Okay.
And I'm completely out of
You're completely out of where you need to be?
Where I need to be.
I'll cover for you.
Yeah, please do, because everything is in the wrong place.
There's an awesome exhibit by Ben Steele. It's his third annual solo show, opening at Giacobbe Fritz Fine Art at 702 Canyon Road tonight with a 5 o'clock reception. The show is up through July 4th, but if you're into the reception thing, I would recommend showing up there tonight. Some pretty cool stuff. It's sort of... there's a great story by Michael Abadamarco in today's Pasta Tiempo on page 24. And there was something I wanted to say.
Oh, I have a kitty who needs a home. Somebody wrote
kitty?
To me. It's another kitty. It's a person. It's an individual who has a cat named Shakespeare who is not getting along with the other animals in the family, I guess, something like that.
Uh-oh.
But he was found in a parking lot. He's an adult now. He's a wonderful cat, a very good-looking cat. He's sort of black, although if you put him in the sun, he looks kind of brown.
Yeah.
And his name is Shakespeare, and he's accustomed to living with grown-ups and not other pets in a fairly quiet environment. So if you would like a wonderful companion named Shakespeare, you can give Donald a call at 204-6767.
Cool.
There, I've said it.
There's some films opening, right? We've talked about Comeback Africa.
Yes.
We've got Five Broken Cameras opening at CCA. We've got Nobody Else But You opening at the Screen. There's a review by Robert Knott in today's Pasta Tiempo. We've got the continuation of the Japanese Anime Festival at CCA.
I've got to get to one of those.
We've got Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter, which is opening. You're not going to find a review of that in Pasta Tiempo, I'm afraid.
Literally, this is a Best Picture contender,
no.
Abraham Lincoln, let me tell you.
Yeah, definitely. There is, however, a great story about this book called Gothica, which sort of explains this whole phenomenon. There's a story in Pasta Tiempo about this book called Gothica that explains this weird phenomenon of why we're transposing this weird sort of horror thing into popular culture and literature.
Because we're frightened?
Yeah. Oh, and Brave. Yeah. Brave.
Brave?
Brave. The Pixar film
Is
opening, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So stay away from the 14.
Right. So stay away from at least for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be a little packed.
Oh, and Moonrise Kingdom, too, is opening. So there's
a
lot of
openings. Go to the 14,
today.
One or the other.
Yeah.
No, go to the Screen and the CCA.
That's right.
Volo Gallery Grand Opening Celebration. It's a new gallery dedicated to launching the careers of emerging female contemporary artists. And today from 5 to 7, they're having an opening. It's at the Plaza Galleria in the downtown plaza. And for more information, you can call 216-6795.
Yay.
Yay.
Youth Nights at the Opera are up and running. We've got Backstage at the Opera is up and running. Next week is Opera Ground Zero, Opera Time. We've got all kinds of operas.
Yes, we do.
Like, it's
when's opening night? It's a week from tonight.
It's 29th.
Yeah, because my last opera show is this coming Monday with Desiree Mays.
Mm-hmm.
We do our five-part opera series.
Yes. Her voice is so calm and soothing.
I know. She's wonderful. And so is opera.
So is opera.
Sometimes.
I'm going to go
sometimes
this year.
Sometimes I hate it with every fiber of my being, and sometimes I love it so much I don't know what to do. It depends on the opera.
I think it does depend on the opera. I went with my mother last year and had a great time. I think it also depends on the company you keep when you're there, you know?
No, not so much.
Really?
Yeah.
At
least for me, it's a person to performance experience.
Yes.
I sort of tune out the people around me.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of opera, we can't forget performances at the Screen. The series continues with an encore broadcast of Peter Grimes at 11 a.m. on Sunday the 24th. Right, Peter?
That's right. And that was actually, we did that one live a month ago from La Scala's opening night, speaking of opening nights of opera.
Yeah.
So this is the encore, the laminated, recorded version of the live
laminated.
Of the live show. It's always the opera stuff is always so fun because we play the same titles over and over from different companies at different times, and some want to do it modern and some want to do it classical, and you find the crowd sometimes just come, they've seen the opera countless times, and they just come to see how bad it is, or how good it is, or are they using a gun or a sword? It's all about versions.
There's a traveling show, a good old-fashioned musical melodrama performed by the Southwest Rural Theater Project of Albuquerque, written by Jimmy Galloway and directed by Leslie Coleman, Saturday and Sunday at Teatro Paraguas, yes. Right here in Santa Fe at 3205 Calle Marie off of Henry Lynch Road. For more information, 424-1601. And Teatro Paraguas, they're so active. They do so many things. It's quite extraordinary.
Absolutely. I agree.
Hey, don't forget Camp Love Wave. Saturday morning, that's tomorrow right here on KSFR. Camp Love Wave brings you part one of Taryn Love Wave's one-hour conversation with the former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura. They will discuss his newest book, Demo Crips and Rebloodlickens, No More Gangs in Government.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy. And on Tuesday, there's a homegrown potluck at the Rail Yard. It's from 6:30 to 8 in the Rail Yard Park Community Room, which is the metal building behind the Santa Fe parking lot. And for more information on that, railyardpark.org. I hear the music playing.
We got through. We put all the way out.
We got through. I don't think I got to everything, but we never get to everything.
No,
but we do
we
our best.
Do.
And please forgive me if I haven't gotten to your event, but just keep on sending them in. And do not send attachments, because I won't read them.
Yes.
Don't forget Salsa at the Lodge tonight, 9 o'clock on. Always good salsa music over there. Salsa and dancing and great DJs and good stuff. Rob DeWalt is with the Paso Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico. He's with us just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. And Peter Grendel, thanks for sitting in.
Thank you.
The whole time with
us. You guys are awesome.
Today. This is great fun. And always nice to have people from our local movie theaters and arts organizations with us.
Mm-hmm.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And should I even mention the Twitter? I don't even tweet anymore.
You don't. If you don't tweet, don't.
I have not been tweeting. It's at Radio Cafe MC. I will try to start tweeting again.
Yeah.
But I find it difficult. Do you tweet?
Yeah.
Of course you do. Anyway, stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Hasta la vista. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you at Currents. Adios.
Bye.